One should regard someone who shows your faults just like one who points out hidden treasure. One should keep company with such a sagacious, learned person who reproves you. Keeping company with such is surely better for you, not worse. The one who drinks Dharma lives well, with a clear mind. The wise one will always delight in the Dharma that is made known by the noble. Course makers lead water. Fletchers straighten arrows. Carpenters straighten wood. The wise master themselves. Just as solid rock is not shaken by the wind, so the wise are not moved by blame or praise. Like a lake that is deep, clear and unruffled, just so the wise are confident after listening to Dharma. True people surely everywhere renounce. The good do not talk of desiring sense pleasures. When touched by pleasure or by suffering, the wise show neither elation or depression. Among humans, few people go beyond. The rest of the people run down the bank. But those who live righteously, conforming with this well-taught Dharma, those folk will go beyond the realm of death, which is very hard to cross. For those who have well developed with right mind the factors of complete awakening, having given up grasping, those who delight in being unattached, pollutant-free, shining forth, are emancipated in the world. For the one whose senses are stilled, like horses well trained by their charioteer, who has abandoned conceit, who is without pollutants, even the gods envy such a one. Their mind is calm, their speech and their actions are also calm. Liberated by right knowledge, such a one is truly peaceful. Though there are 1,000 sayings consisting of useless words, better is one useful word, hearing which one is brought to peace. Though there are 1,000 verses consisting of useless words, better is one word of a verse, hearing which one is brought to peace. One may speak 1,000 verses consisting of useless words. Better is one verse of Dharma, hearing which one is brought to peace. One might live for 100 years, unvirtuous and uncomposed. But a life of one day is better for one with virtue and meditation. One might live for 100 years, lacking in wisdom, uncomposed. But a life of one day is better for one endowed with wisdom and meditation. One might live for 100 years, indolent, with less energy. But a life of one day is better for one with energy set up and firm. One might live for 100 years without seeing rise and fall. But a life of one day is better for the one seeing rise and fall. One might live for 100 years without seeing the deathless state. But a life of one day is better for one seeing the deathless state. One might live for 100 years without seeing the supreme state, but a life of one day is better for one seeing the supreme state. Hasten to do good. Restrain your mind from evil. One who is slow in doing good, their mind delights in evil. Should a person commit evil, let them not do it again and again. Let them not find pleasure therein, for painful is the accumulation of evil. Should a person do good, let them do it again and again. Let them find pleasure therein, for blissful is the accumulation of good. Think not lightly of evil, saying, "It will not come to me." Drop by drop is the water pot filled. Likewise, the fool, gathering it little by little, fills himself with evil. Think not lightly of good, saying, "It will not come to me." Drop by drop is the water pot filled. Likewise, the wise person, gathering it little by little, fills himself with good. Just as a trader with a small escort and great wealth would avoid a perilous route, or just as one desiring to live avoids poison, even so should one shun evil. Like fine dust thrown against the wind, evil falls back upon that fool who offends an inoffensive, pure, and guiltless person. Some are born in the womb, the wicked are born in hell, the devout go to heaven, the stainless pass into Nibbana. Neither in the sky nor in mid-ocean, nor by entering into mountain clefts. Nowhere in the world is there a place where one may escape from the results of evil deeds. All tremble at violence. Life is dear to all. Putting oneself in the place of another, one should not kill, nor cause another to kill. One who, while themselves seeking happiness, oppresses with violence other beings who also desire happiness, will not attain happiness hereafter. One who, while themselves seeking happiness, does not oppress with violence other beings who also desire happiness, will find happiness hereafter. Speak not harshly to anyone, for those thus spoken to might retort. Indeed, angry speech hurts, and retaliation may overtake you. If, like a broken gong, you silence yourself, you have approached Nibbana. For vindictiveness is no longer in you.